Under a promised European drone defence plan due to be unveiled today, the European Commission wants to see its new counter-drone initiative up, running and fully operational by the end of 2027. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen floated the idea of a drone wall after about 20 Russian drones entered Polish airspace last month. The new proposals form part of wider efforts to completely revamp the EU's defence policy and come as US Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth said yesterday in Brussels that a Europe-led NATO must deter Russia and aid Ukraine. Joining us now is retired Air Corps Lieutenant Colonel and Airport Security and Safety Auditor Kevin Byrne. Kevin, tell us about this drone wall initiative that's being proposed by the EU.
Good morning, Laura. Well, it's going to be something that will stop what's happening in Ukraine, I suppose, with these long-range attack missiles coming in, the Shahids, as we call them, the drones flying in fairly slowly and in large numbers. But more than that, it will prevent, I suppose, what's going to happen or what has happened at the airports out and about, where it's asymmetric warfare from some, you know, player outside of the European Union wishing to get in the way of commercial aviation without getting involved in, you know, knocking down aircraft or causing casualties and that kind of thing. So it's a very ambitious program. The border, of course, you know, on the northeast side of the EU is quite long. It's going to be very hard to do because no air defence system of any kind is 100% effective, as we've seen in recent times.
Now, why are drones seen as the frontline weapon in deterring Russian aggression? And indeed, why are we so concerned about these other drones? There's different types of drones and they're very effective.
They are indeed. We're in the era of drone warfare because people are reading their manuals now and changing doctrinal systems and that kind of thing. The last couple of years have moved on in drone warfare in the same way that the jet aircraft arrived in World War II after, you know, 5 or 6 years of war. We've moved on really completely in that there's coming in swarms to attack infrastructure in Ukraine, for example, and they're going to stop that. It's easier to do that than the smaller drones which move across. Who would have thought that you could knock out a tank with a drone costing 1,000 or 2,000, 3,000 euros by dropping, you know, grenades into the turret or killing the crew who are having a cup of tea in the trench beside it? This has changed the entire aspect of war. In the same way that drones are self-destruct, they can fire into an aircraft parked in a base and explode on the wing of that, destroying millions of euros worth of aircraft. So it's changed, revolutionized in some ways the low-level warfare and the high-level warfare, and the EU and the NATO are not, equipped to fight it yet. So they want to move forward in the next 2 years or so. It's very ambitious in that regard.
Now, the Ukrainians have been dealing for nearly 4 years with Russian drones and countering them, and indeed,
yes,
the European Defence Commissioner has said that maybe the EU needs to look to Ukraine and draw on their experience in so doing.
That's true. There's a system in place, of course, which has been proven over the years. We've known about it. And if I just go through the listing, so to speak, you have to detect them, to track them, and then decide, is it a soft kill? In other words, are we going to bring it down? Is it a hard kill? Are we going to shoot it down? We have to have resilience, which means we have to be able to do it day after day, night after night, as is the case in Ukraine. And then we have to have rules of engagement. If a drone comes across the border into, for example, let's say Poland, do we shoot it down? Do we try and capture it? Do we just know about it? But it is useful to capture one of these drones because it gives you the origin from where it came. And we haven't, to my knowledge, done that yet. Not in the case of the airports being disrupted in recent times.
So we know why they want to do it, but what are the obstacles to the development of this EU drone wall?
Well, cost is one, and the fact that there are so many different rules and regulations in the European Union. You have to have procedures and operational concepts. You have to have a thing called interoperability. Can everybody do the same thing? Does everyone have the same rules of engagements? Do we have the layered defence posture? In other words, it's no point in having one system in place if it doesn't exist on a different country down the border, so to speak. You have to have training and exercises so that everybody is at the same level and same standards. Because if you're not, the enemy, so to speak, in inverted commas, will identify that breach, that risk, and they will exploit it in every sense of the word. You have to share intelligence. Where are we likely to see these launches taking place from? And it's not that impossible to do. We have to have the maintenance of the equipment to make sure it works all the time. And then we have to have legal and diplomatic coordination to make sure that we're all on the same page. And sometimes the European countries are not on the same page in various matters.
Retired Air Corps Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Byrne, thank you so much.